Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Istihbabil Ijtima'i ala al-Qira'ati. The chapter on the desirability of gathering to recite the Quran Sharif. In other words, people getting together to recite Quran Sharif. What are the merits, what are the rewards for this? An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a group of people do not gather in one of the houses of Allah Ta'ala to recite the book of Allah, in other words, to recite Quran Sharif, and study it amongst themselves without tranquility descending upon them, mercy engulfing them, angels encircling them, and Allah Ta'ala mentioning them to those who are with Him. This hadith mentioned Muslim Sharif and Abu Dawud Sharif. Few points under this hadith. The first is that when people get together to read Quran Sharif, we find other hadiths that explain the benefits of making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is to get together to make tilawat of Quran Sharif and also to learn some verses of the Quran. The person yatadarasuna bainahum, they get together to learn some verses of Quran Sharif. Under this, ulama explain is that it's not some self-study classes where few people just get together and they said each person gives his view of what the ayat means. Not that. What is meant by this is they learn under somebody who is sufficiently learned enough to teach them about Quran Sharif. So under the proper supervision, under the proper guidance, people learn Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses those people that are involved in this learning of this Quran Sharif, in the recitation of Quran Sharif, with four special gifts. Each one of these gifts, if a person is with the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has true love of Allah ta'ala, he'll realize how beautiful these gifts are. They're not any worldly gifts, they are special divine gifts from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith goes on to explain what these four gifts are. The first is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sakina to them. Tranquility descends upon them. Which one of us is not looking for sakina? Everyone is looking for some sort of tranquility, some peace, some favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as the heart is concerned. So this is the first favor that these people get, is they get that sukoon, they get that peace from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulfs them. We can't see it physically, but it is happening that the special mercy of Allah ta'ala is engulfing these people. So this in itself is a special blessing. The third is wahaffat humul malaika, the angels encircle them. One is a person is in the company of ordinary people. Then you get a person in the company of pious people, and then a person is in the company of angels, special angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these special angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come there also. So now automatically they are benefiting from the company of the angels by them engaging in this Quran Sharif. And then the last part of this hadith explains that وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ, and that Allah ta'ala mentions them to those who are with Him. People that are true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this part of it makes them extremely happy, that Allah mentions these people by name. How we take a person's name, sometimes we're sitting somewhere and we remember someone and we speak about him, that person is such a beautiful person, he got such beautiful qualities, or we see him engaged in so much of salah, so much of Quran, so much of tilawat, and we mention the person by name. Yeah, Allah Himself is mentioning the person by name that is engaging in learning Quran Sharif, that is gathering to read Quran Sharif. Allah takes a person's name. So it's not a small thing. And here Quran Sharif doesn't only mean that person is learning the translation of the Quran. It can be mean he is sitting in one tajweed class. He can be sitting in one class just to learn Quran. Or other people are sitting in the masjid and they are reading Quran. He's also sitting there in the masjid and he's reading Quran. In this company, he's getting the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a person is learning the meanings of the Quran Sharif so that he can understand Quran. For example, is some tafsir that is taking place, or even a hadith like how we are sitting and we are listening to hadith so that we get a better understanding of what the Quran is telling us. This person is also included here. So we find that there are so many benefits of sitting and learning and gathering in a place where other people are gathering. So many favors. And the opposite also holds true. When a person now goes and sits in the wrong gathering, he's in the wrong place, then the Sakina of Allah Ta'ala is not there. The Malaika are not frequenting the place. In fact, the Shayateen are frequenting those places. And then you'll find that there isn't any Sakina that is found in the heart. A person is restless when he's in those places where guna is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take this person's name. In fact, this person is far away from the mercy of Allah ta'ala. So therefore we should see, most of our time we are in the gatherings, in the places where the pious people are. So automatically we benefit from them. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.